This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
This morning, I am talking to Liam from Toa Tabletop and also Kiwi RPG. Good morning, Liam. How's it going?
More than a few. I'm all right. How about you?
I'm getting there. It's not too bad. Now, the reason that we're talking today is that there is a national week that people may not be super familiar with coming up, which is Kiwi RPG Week. Obviously, like, this is the week to draw attention to Kiwi RPG and the stuff that it does, but there's a little bit more to it than that. Do you want to like lay out what's going on this year with Kiwi RPG Week?
Yeah, sure thing. So for people who aren't sort of familiar, Kiwi RPG, or also Kiwi Whakatoa Aotearoa, is like a it's like a collection and community of the various people who work in the roleplay gaming space within Aotearoa, either as creatives, artists, you know, editing, all that sort of stuff, right through to streaming, podcasting, etc. And once a year, for the last few years, we've gotten together and done what we call Kiwi RPG Week, which is just like a big week where we celebrate everything Kiwi RPG. We go out there and we let everybody know what it is that we do. We sort of tee up lots of sort of media attention and things like that, get live streams going, run sales, and just let's have a big week where if you're in the industry, it's pretty hard to miss New Zealand, to miss Aotearoa. Because we've got a really thriving community here, and any opportunity to sort of get it out there onto the main stage is kind of key. And this year, we thought it was appropriate to align it with Matariki, because Matariki, whilst it's not uniquely Aotearoa, it's for the whole Pacific, it is of the various dates and things that we could look to keying it up with, it's New Zealand's, you know, it's a New Zealand specific sort of holiday. It's the right time too. If you think about it in terms of tikanga, it's a time to look back on everything we've done, but plan for everything we've got going ahead. So we thought that's perfect to go out there and sort of, and do what we can to push Kiwi RPGs.
It's also fitting in the sense that, like, one of the things that I think, online people who are New Zealanders end up doing is being kind of New Zealand explainers for the rest of the world a wee bit, because people end up with peculiar ideas. I'm on Blue Sky these days, and there's like I guess you'd call it like echoing or cyclical furore that happens every time another American discovers what we do with feral cats. And doesn't realize what New Zealand ecology is like and just completely melts down. But the point is that in some ways this also lets you kind of embrace the way in which New Zealand is beginning to embrace Matariki in a wider way to kind of do that thing on the role-playing game stage as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think – like you have to role play the change you want to see, right? Like which, ironic, we're a role play group, but you have to like role model the change you want to see. And as a community, we're quite keen to sort of to push for Aotearoa to be more inclusive and progressive as a place. Our community is very much that way inclined, and it's a good opportunity to sort of lean into what makes us unique. Previously, yeah, when people were reaching out to Kiwis to work in the industry, it was because they were seen as good writers and good creators, not necessarily as people from Aotearoa. But that's been changing over time. Speaking for myself as a Māori creator, like, I'm massively in demand, like, not to blow my own trumpet, but like, people are reaching out to me wanting Māori content, wanting New Zealand content. They know that we offer something that other countries don't necessarily have really access to, and there's some fields there to sort of access. So it's like, how, as a community, let's all get behind this stuff and celebrate and take pride in our Kiwiness, in our Kiwitanga, and aligning it with Matariki. Like, I mean, as soon as we said, hey, we're thinking of doing it at this time, everyone jumped on board. Like, there was no hesitation, because that's what we're all here to do. We're here to push what it is that we do, and we love the community that we have behind it. So, yeah, no, it was, it's cool. And it's letting people know as well that, you know, we actually have our own thing here. We're not just guns for hire that do things the English or American way. There is a Kiwi mindset behind, you know, creating in this hobby. And I think we're better for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the things that's really impressed me is seeing the work of New Zealand designers in quite mainstream companies and properties, right? Like Morgan Davey, who is well known to anyone who's remotely connected to role-playing stuff in New Zealand, recently did Five Evil, which is a horror adaptation of Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition, which is an incredibly mainstream thing to be messing around with, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Five Evil has been great. We recently had a Kiwi involved in the latest, it's just been announced, but the latest sort of release for a game called Pathfinder, which is a very big one. We've got creators, myself included, actually working with a company called Evil Hat on Monster of the Week is made by a Kiwi fella, and that's one of the biggest games out there in a certain subject, the scene. Deathmatch Island, which I actually have just here in front of me on my desk, is made by a Kiwi guy, again, published internationally, and doing really well. We punch above our weight, right? And it's, I think that's where the sort of kaupapa behind the group came together, is that we've got pockets of us who are doing really well in the industry. How can we take that understanding and knowledge and connections and use that to bring everyone with us? And when we first floated that idea a few years ago, everyone jumped on board that kaupapa. And I feel like we're seeing fruit, because every year since, more and more of us have been involved with bigger and bigger companies. I was in San Francisco last year at a convention, and as soon as people, they heard me talk, they figured out I was from New Zealand. People were interested straight away. They were like, do you know Morgan? Do you know Cam Banks? And they we're becoming a place known for producing good talent. So I think we're, I'm really happy about that, really proud of that.
Yeah, yeah. I think, I mean, if you want to be kind of stereotypical about the New Zealand experience there, or the New Zealand character in terms of contribution to the world, there is a kind of mythical regard given to the shed tinkerer. And it does seem to me that because you're essentially working with ideas in your head that you're then, you know, writing down when you're at the design stage, as opposed to working with artists and making physical products and all those kinds of things, role playing is a field that kind of rewards the shed tinkerer quite a lot.
Yeah, no, I think you're bang on there. Absolutely. And I think, yeah, sort of people who can sort of go away and ferret away on their own and come up with ideas, and sort of just work with what little they've got. I think that's your typical shed tinkerer, and that's absolutely the birth of a game designer in the scene. Not just that though, but also we represent the live streamers and the podcasters and stuff as well, and they're the same sort of thing. We've got some huge streams in this country that do really well. They raise huge amounts of money. Every year there's a charity stream called Yes And, and they generate huge amounts of money for Starship Hospital, cancer and stuff like that. A whole bunch of charities. They do really, really well. Dice Legends and things. And again, these are people who started off relatively small and humble, and just through that constant sort of just making it work, we work with what we've got. It comes out well. It works out well. Yeah, we I think we have an abundance of talent, and we're fortunate for it.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, you know, there is a recurring joke that New Zealand is a very small small place. And I think in this case, that kind of works in our favor in the sense that, like, if you have a concern that you want to check out, like, I'm thinking about doing something in this game that I'm designing. Does anyone have a good idea for a way to make that work better? Or I'm concerned I might be overstepping a line in terms of sensitivity or something like that. New Zealand is, because we're small, like, you're often close to someone who you can tap for that sort of thing, who at the very least will have a suggestion of someone else you could talk to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we're always in, like, one or two points of separation apart, especially in the industry. Interestingly, for a long time, I think still is to an extent, like, Wellington was the beating heart of the role play scene in New Zealand. And I once asked Morgan why. He lives you know, up in Wellington. And I was like, why is it there's so many of you guys here just, like, are just really creative and you're doing great stuff and you guys are actually a community? Like, Wellington had a community when the rest of us were all just working away on our own. And he said it was the geography, because Wellington's hilly and the weather is terrible. Everyone would meander down into town into a cafe, and they'd stay there as long as they could, working together with one another, because the weather was so miserable that you didn't want to have to go out and walk uphill in it. And that created this community. Now, over time, with, you know, the release of the internet and things like that, you know, places like Blue Sky, and also, you know, our Discord community and stuff, we've gotten to know one another and interact with one another more, and it's now easier than ever, right? I mean, like, look at what we're doing right now, beaming at each other across the internet. Like, and as a result, like, yeah, you can have people working in small little towns on their own. We've got people up on the East Coast and things like that who are tapping into the veterans of that Wellington scene and stuff. And we're really fortunate for it. It's like, I think, because you do feel it. You go to America, you go to some of those conventions, there's so many people there in the industry that there's no way you could know even half of them. Whereas it's pretty easy to get to know the majority of creators here in New Zealand, you know, and I think that's a benefit.
Look, absolutely, and you can, you know, you can spot someone who's doing something interesting and then watch them as they go on to do something amazing. I went to school with the guy who did Deathmatch Island. And back when we were at school, he was coming up with oddball little mini games. He did a thing called Another Blood-Soaked Day at the Robot Factory, which was about everyone trying to simultaneously give instructions to a killer robot so that you could be the last evil apprentice left. And the mechanic was that you shove business cards with orders for the robot into a box, and then you flip them out, and it does exactly what it was told in exactly the order it was told to do them. So you everyone submits as many commands as possible, and then you have to find out what actually happens. The point is that it was a really innovative little kind of daft thing, but that's something that he's kind of expanded on, and you can be that close to people, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think we're starting to really see the fruit of that. So, speaking of Tim, when Deathmatch Island went out to, you know, be crowdfunded for stretch goals. I mean, half of the stretch goals are being made by Kiwis. So we're in a position now where, you know, when we're releasing games and you get these moments to include other creators, it's other Kiwi creators that are coming on board, whereas once upon a time you're reaching out to your contacts on Twitter and stuff. I've been really fortunate. Last year, I've gotten to work on Deathmatch Island and Monster of the Week and all this sort of stuff. That wouldn't have happened without Kiwi RPG. I don't think it would have. Like, I knew these guys before, but now I know them, and that makes a difference. We're trying to capture a similar sort of spirit to that, or a similar kaupapa to that, with during the week, we've got, like, a live stream event where every day there is a group of Kiwis who are going to be live streaming a game designed by a Kiwi, and every day will be a different game, different group of players, different games master and everything. And the idea is, for people who are tuning in on Twitter, they get to see what Kiwis are making. They get to see, you know, what Kiwis are out there and playing, get a vibe for their style and sort of learn some stuff. And then there's competitions being run in collaboration with a store that's sponsoring us, be it D&D. So you also get access to Kiwi shops. So there's no more having to go on Amazon and try and order it online. So we're trying to like, where can we make a one-stop shop? And for us, that's the Kiwi RPG Twitch throughout the week. Just go there and you'll get exposed to as much of this as possible. And I think that's where the sort of magic happens, eh? We get everyone together. We get us all on the same page doing the same thing. Because individually, like everyone in this group, everyone in this community is amazing. And then when we work together, it's just, yeah, it's great. I don't know, I sound a bit like a gushing dad at the moment, but I'm really proud of this group.
it's entirely justifiable. Well, look, I mean, you kind of answered what was going to be my next question, which is like, where is the main thing that people can find during Kiwi RPG Week? The last couple of things to ask really are, what are the precise dates of the week so that people know when they should be tuning in on the Kiwi RPG Twitch? And like the rest of the year, where is it that you go to find Kiwi RPG stuff, and how do you get involved if that's a space that you're wanting to get into doing stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. So Kiwi RPG Week is a whole week running from the 23rd of June, right? So I believe that's the Sunday. I just meant to do wrong. It's midday Sunday. I should know I'm doing a live stream on that day. From midday Sunday on, we're going to have things happening every day on Twitch. For most of the week, they'll be happening in the evenings, but on the weekend, they'll be happening during the days. And it'll be 7 days worth of live streams. We'll be running all sorts of games that are made by Kiwis: Monster of the Week, Deathmatch Island, Arcane Crimes Division, The Sprawl, a whole bunch more: Merger, Fight or Flight, Fright, sorry, and D12 Go, and a whole bunch of other things going on, competitions, all of that. On top of that, there'll also be podcasts coming out. There'll be sales happening, like with bundles and things that you can go to and buy online. And there'll also be a game jam, which when a whole bunch of people come together and try and make what they can in a short period of time. There's things like that happening, and other little things here and there too. People tend to do their own little celebrations of Kiwi RPG Week, so you're bound to see things. The easiest place to find all of this stuff is if you go to their Kiwi RPG website. If you just go and search Kiwi RPG, or even just type in kiwirpg.com, that'll take you there. That's got links to everything we do. It's got links to our various creators, and it's got ways to access the community. And that doesn't go away. That's always there. So after the week, if you're listening to this and then, you know, you find out that maybe you want to start making some RPG stuff down the line, just search Kiwi RPG. Come and find us. Come and join our Discord. We're a great community. You don't need to be a member of Kiwi RPG, the organization, to access our Discord. And then on top of that, we're on all the social media and stuff as well. We're all over the place. We're pretty organized these days.
Look at that. Well, wonderful. Thank you very much for talking today, Liam.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR, also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.